We have some good news that we got over the weekend. Excuse me.
It's good.
And it involves one of our old friends on television, Dawson's Creek. Because I believe it was Monday or Sunday that we got word that it was the 20-year anniversary of the final episode of Dawson's Creek.
Thank God.
You never saw one episode.
Never saw one episode.
None of us
did. The only time I've ever even heard content from the show was on those promos that I think you used to play or somebody used to play them
on
the ticket.
Yes, on the ticket. Did you watch that show?
I did not, however.
Because that was kind of wheelhouse middle school, high school for you.
Every girl did.
Yeah.
And you would get caught on the couch occasionally having to sit through Dawson's Creek. Or it seemed like there were three or four other similar type shows.
Yeah, Seventh Heaven.
There you go.
Felicity.
Yeah. What happened to the dad? Seventh
Heaven? Gilmore Girls.
Just don't answer him.
It didn't go well.
Oh.
It wasn't positive.
It was Seventh Heaven, or excuse me, all those shows were very, very popular when I was in high school.
Yeah. Jake asked you a question.
Yeah, of all the characters on all those shows he mentioned, there was only one that he was really wondering what was going on with him.
Was Michelle Williams on
slated to be Bond
on Dawson's Creek?
Yeah,
she was, right.
Yeah,
so
right?
Her, James Vanderbeek, were they the two breakout stars from it, or were there
the guy
others?
Who played Charlie in Mighty Ducks? What was his name? Josh Jackson, maybe. Was on one of them.
Okay.
Joshua Jackson.
Okay. So.
And Katie Holmes, right?
When we were. Oh, yeah, yeah, Katie Holmes.
Felicity was about Felicity and some guy named Marco.
Uh-huh.
That didn't exist on the show. There wasn't a character named Marco.
Dawson's Creek was about this kid named Dawson who owned his own creek.
Yes.
And he went out with a girl named Kimberly.
Right.
That's all I know about the show.
Yeah.
Seventh Heaven, I don't even remember what the promos for those
were.
Well,
it was Ezekiel. Or Fuel.
Right.
Or Fuel.
Kid named Ezekiel wanted to change his name to Fuel.
Right. And his mother, who was very religious, she didn't appreciate anything that he was up to. Remember, he had his best friend, Skinnerd, and
God.
Cannot remember that name. So, yes, we, back in the old rant days, we used to laugh because the Dawson's Creek promos that they would run, the real promos that they would run, they were always so incredibly sad, and it was the Paula Cole song and
so much teen angst.
Yeah, lots of teen angst.
Right, and so
and somehow all the shows used the Paula Cole song.
Yeah, they all did. They all did.
Was it because it was this, they were all CW shows, and it was like the CW theme song?
The CW.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
House band.
So here is an example of. Some good Dawson's Creek promos that were sent to us.
Oh, God.
Tonight on the very last Dawson's Creek. Kimberly, I think I know why you don't like me anymore. I'm not mature enough for you.
Yes, Dawson. That's one of many reasons I don't like you. I'm glad you're beginning to realize that.
That's what I mean, Kimberly. You're so smart, and I'm the unsmartest person I know. So I'm going to change right now. I'm going to quit my job at Blockbuster and build a time machine. I've got to get back to high school. It's where I belong.
A time machine? You're so stupid, Dawson. It's insane. What are you thinking?
You're right, Kimberly. It's insane. But high school is the place for me. I've got to get back. They could use my speed at quarterback.
Look, Dawson, why don't you go back and get your teaching certificate? You can teach the high school children the things that you know. You'd be a marvelous educator.
Yeah.
You're a gypsy.
And an awesome quarterback, too. I'm going to kick so much ass on the field, I can't wait. Hut one, hut two. Oh, man, where's my beer bong?
Dawson, give it up. You can't play football anymore. You're 34 years old.
You're right, Kimberly. It looks like I'll have to play baseball or basketball. But no soccer. That's for losers. Hey, all this talk about sports is making me thirsty. Take your shirt off.
I don't even know what that means. I'm not even pregnant. I'm breaking up with you, Dawson. That's it. I can't take it anymore.
You're right, Kimberly. Hey, when I get my first hit on the baseball team, I'm going to dedicate it to you, my best girl.
Oh, Dawson. I bet you could hit a home run right now.
Once a slut, always a
God
slut.
God almighty.
Okay.
Clearly, this is back in the day where second drafts weren't in play.
Boy, she turned into Mrs. Doubtfire there for a moment.
Then the Corby female voice used to drive me up the wall.
Still Gordo. Drives me up the wall. I can't stand it.
Well, anyway, so today is the...
Why'd you play that one of all the ones we had?
We had
that was the safest one we had.
There's a lot of them that can't be played anymore.
You don't want to hear the ones that weren't paid.
Are you telling me that culture moved on from the fake Dawson's Creek promos?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, luckily, I don't think culture knows how much Dawson's promos have changed in the last 5 years.
They changed, and we're not respecting that.
Luckily, though, with the 20-year anniversary... They've decided to make a new episode.
Whoa! Oh, wait. They're making a one-off new episode
one
of Dawson's Creek.
One time.
Now, you can't make an episode without a promo, can you?
Hey,
they sent it to us over the weekend. I demanded they send it to us. So here you go. If you're a fan of Dawson's Creek, you're very, very lucky. This sounds like a really explosive episode.
Tonight on an all-new Dawson's Creek.
Kimberly! I think I got it all figured out. I finally know what I want to do when I get out of high school.
Oh, Dawson, I'm so happy. I didn't think I'd ever hear those words after 23 years of high school.
I'm serious about life now, Kimberly. I'm going to graduate high school, turn in my football uniform, and get a real good job. I want to join the FBI. America needs me.
Oh, Dawson, I've never been more proud. There isn't a more noble and heroic profession than the FBI. I'll stand side by side with you as you protect and serve this wonderful country.
What are you talking about? I'm in federal boob inspector. I've got the T-shirt. Now all I need are the boobs. Come over here so Dawson can start making some money. I like boobs.
Oh, Dawson, I'm so disappointed. You're just making a mockery of me and what I believe in. After all this time together, you still only care about childish pranks. My father was right in 1999 when he told me, "That Dawson is never going to grow up. You should leave him now before you hit menopause."
Your dad was right, Kimberly. I've always struggled with growing up. I never wanted to become a man because being in high school was too much fun and I was always getting so much ass. But I'm ready to grow up, Kimberly. I'm not that little kid anymore who dreamed of owning an all-new tan salon that served beer to Swedish models who all like to have sex and play video games and eat cereal while watching the Flintstones. That's just not realistic. Not anymore. I'm going to college and take my life seriously.
Oh, Dawson, I can sense that my dad was actually wrong. That you really are going to figure out your life. I can't wait to call and tell him. He'll be so proud of you.
Yeah. Hey, listen, all this talk about your dad's making me horny. Take your shirt off.
Oh, Dawson, be my daddy. Jeez.
That's right, little girl.
Good Lord.
She's like 41.
Just when you think their relationship can't be more toxic.
I know it. I wish they would just break up for good. I've followed the Kimberly Dawson saga for so long. And just when she gets away from it.
Yeah.
She always reels her in.
I know.
At least one of them's not suffering from a virus anymore.
What are you talking about? I don't think any of them ever were. I don't know what you're going with.
Sound a lot like Dawson right there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never had the virus that causes AIDS. Only AIDS kills AIDS.
Oh, my God.
Come over here.
All right. There you go.
Wow.
Oh, Dawson, give me AIDS.
That was actually a line.
Yeah, on a radio station.